I don't know if he had the
patch. He needs the elbow patch.
Let's see if there's some, not a perfect.
Right.
Is my wine okay?
So your wine's good.
Okay, go there. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, but you're done now, right?
All right.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five. Okay. Chair, are you ready? You ready for a call?
Yeah, you ready?
Or you want to wait?
We can go. I think we have a quorum.
Yes, we do.
So let's go ahead and start the meeting. Call to order. Roll call.
Okay. Hilscher.
Here.
Hedwig.
Here.
Spring Valley.
Here.
Hunter's Creek.
Commissioner and alternate here.
All right. Bunker Hill.
Here.
And Piney Point. Zeb may be coming.
Nobody's here right now.
Yeah, no. All right, Chair, we do have a quorum.
Okay. This is a special meeting. We gave notice to the Fire Commission. Special meeting of the Fire Commission gave notice last week to be held today. For the discussion and possible action on the following items: emergency funding for inclement weather, staffing overtime, and materials and or supplies. Do we have to have public comment? I don't know, on a special meeting. I don't know the protocol. We did? Okay. So maybe we'll do public comment first before we go to the special action, the special meeting item.
Okay.
We'll do that. All right, public comment. Any comments from the public? No, sure. Okay. Okay, then we can go ahead and get into this agenda item. The chief had requested, what to do in an emergency, especially if we have inclement weather or a big fire or something like that. And I think the fact is that we've overspent the overtime budget this year, so we're out of funds. And so, we need to deal with that. I think, Alan, you're correct. You said, I don't know why we need this meeting. We already talked about it in October. I attended that meeting. But as I recall, there was no vote, there was no action item given back to the cities. I was not asked at the Hilscher Village City Council to approve anything. But there was a letter that came out afterwards from the commissioner from Hilscher Village that elicited a fairly strong reaction, especially, I think, from a couple of the villages. One in particular, I saw a letter, Hunter's Creek. And so I think the goal here is to, listening to the villages, want to get back to the way the interlocal reads, which is any item this commission has the authority to move $10,000 or less between budgetary funds to cover for something that's over. Anything beyond that, we need to go back to the city. And it requires a 70% vote, if I read the interlocal right. So, I apologize, I might need to get this. I'm sorry, I'm going to just say Bob Huesinger. That's not the call I was looking for. Okay, sorry about that. So that's why we're here today. I think if we could walk through, I don't know, Marlo, did everybody get a copy of this general fund statement of receipts and cash?
No, I sent that to you, and that would be on the meeting that we would have in January.
Okay, so it's not really an official document yet?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Can I read from it?
Sure, I think so.
To this commission?
Yeah.
Okay. So since I'm new, I have some questions, and maybe Marlo and the chief, you could help me out a little bit. Just running through this, there's a line item here, contributions, that shows income of $150,000, but a variance negative under budget of $150,000, so I guess it hasn't been received. I didn't know what that was for.
So we may answer.
This is a call.
That's $150,000.
I'm sorry. Bob Huesinger. Yes. I'll call my wife. She's home waiting on you. Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
Okay, cut your pay.
Yeah. here. He's at the house ringing the doorbell. Please, please let him in. Okay? Yes. Okay, thank you. All right, I don't know. Okay. I'm in the meeting. Bye.
That $150 was the EMS revenue that the unanimous city approval moved over to the budget for purchase of turnout gear.
Okay.
We have not received it yet, so we haven't spent it.
Okay. So you haven't received money transferred over, but we haven't spent the money. But it's not going to be the whole $150,000, was it, on the turnout gear?
No, sir. $113,000, I think.
$113,000.
So that sounds like there could be $30,000 we might be able to move over to overtime if we wanted. $20,000.
Potentially, yes.
Okay. Because Alan, I think you wrote a note. I saw a note that I'm not sure what we need. I defer to the chief and the department. But if would $20,000 cover most major emergencies in the next 11 days for overtime?
Yes.
I got the number from the chief. I said, "What's your worst case scenario?" I said, "Is 20 a worst case?" He said, "Yes, so I want the 20."
Okay.
We're only talking about 2 weeks of time.
Right. It's a small amount of time.
Yeah.
But it's more than the 10,000, but we could probably do 20 and move that over. Okay, so that's one area. I just got a couple other questions too, because I know we're over on overtime. But you know, I noticed like another one with and Marlo and Chief. You'd have to help me with this hospitalization insurance. That one shows about 51,000 under budget.
Yeah, we when we do our budget, it is in the early spring.
Yeah.
Before we get our hospitalizations, our health insurance for the employees.
Yeah.
So we budget 15% increase at the direction of our high-priced consultant.
Sure.
And it comes in less than that, and then we end up... So we budget 15% higher, and then when it came in at 7%?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, so you've got extra funds there.
Yeah.
Potentially. I'm trying to find out, you know, do we actually have the extra funds, or is that the liability, the bills are coming in and we still have...
There's still some liability. There's funds. It's just that the direction was out of the overtime account. One of the city council person from Hedrick told me we can't, at the end of every year, in every budget I've ever worked, we do a budget reconciliation with the assistance of our auditor, and we bring that budget reconciliation to each city, which squares up our budget. So if we've overspent on t-shirts and we have hospitalization left, we'll move money to hospitalization so it squares it up. So that's generally what we do when we have these kind of things.
Well, fair enough. I'm looking down this list. You know, quite a few are going to be over budget, and we'll do that reconciliation at the end. But overall, it looks like, you know, we're pretty close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we may have enough money to fund it, but the direction I think several of us heard at the meeting was we're not allowed to spend any money out of an account, a line item that's at zero, even though we may have funds available somewhere else. And I just don't want to take an action that's contrary to the law or fire commission.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. That's kind of my questions. I would open it up to the commission for any other questions.
We've got extra money there. The city of Hunter's Creek will give $10,000. You can spend that however in an emergency situation. Anything after that, we need approval. Mm-hmm. Because the city council, we called for two emergency meetings this last couple of weeks because of this, and everything was stopped.
Right.
So, but that's what we have approval of to do. Is that correct?
Yeah, I haven't talked to the mayor, but I guess I look at it from a little bit different angle. By the way, for those who don't know me, my name is Fidel Sapien. I'm on city council. I've been there I'm the oldest mayor pro tem, so I've been there probably 10, 12 years. I was on the police commission 6 years. And the reason I replaced the other gentleman that was here was nothing to do with, it's because of just the experience. Hopefully my experience can help out some. So I kind of want to clarify a little bit of Hunter's Creek's point, because to me this, I'm first thing I'm asking myself, why are we even having this meeting? Because it kind of seems to me it's a little bit of a lack of communication, or maybe some things were written in a letter that wasn't exactly, and so everybody, you know, had to take their side. So my thing generally is this. I think, and y'all can correct me, but I believe that this kind of all originated from the fact that during COVID, the commission spent money and took longer than I think at least Hunter's Creek thought that they should come back to ask for a budget limit for that money. But anyway, at Hunter's Creek, what we do is we take it like we really truly believe that we're elected officials, and the commission, whether it be the police or fire, they're not elected officials. They don't control, or they shouldn't be controlling the purse strings of the taxpayers. That should be the job of the village, of the council people. So that being said, we didn't have any problem. I think the chief came and asked for his budget amendment, and we gave it to him, but we didn't think much of it, quite honestly. It was just money that got spent for whatever y'all thought was necessary. The problem for us happened when we received a letter by a gentleman named Presswood. And in there, he said a couple of things that probably led to this whole blow up. I don't know how anybody else feels. One, he said that basically y'all had passed, or the commission passed, something saying that confirmed that in the past and moving forward, the fire chief has authority to spend necessary funds to possibly exceed the budget. Well, we took a little bit of exception with that. We're like, well, that's not exactly right. You know, you can't just confer, the commission can't just confer that. And we didn't want to do it, so we said, all of a sudden we asked John Hightower, hey, can you write a letter and say, look, we just want it by the rules. If it's really an emergency, by all means, go spend the money. It's rare, probably, that you've got to have it. Then spend the money, wherever it comes from. I'm sure it's not completely done, just like the police does. And then you can come back and say, hey, it was an emergency. We needed to put out fire at Home Depot. Hunter's Creek has no problem with that. If it's something like this, where it's like this right here, it's not really an emergency. Fiscal lack of money is not really an emergency, right? So I go back to my original. I don't even know why we're having the meeting, because he doesn't even need the money yet. But that's fine. So if he goes and he says, hey, you know what? And I say, police chief, we need some money because we got to spend it on ambulance. Or we got to spend it because we did this in January, February. We never got to spend it. We need more money. Okay, great. We need a budget amendment. Then all we ask is, you say you need a budget amendment to change that line item, and you come and ask us. And I don't think we've ever said no to the police or the fire. Our citizens are the most important thing. Then we would look at it, vote on it, and give him the money. I mean, so I don't really see all the miscommunication, but we don't want to turn over the purse strings to the commission. I mean, it needs to be a budget amendment. Like even right now, Rob said, or the mayor, but I'm sure he heard it from the mayor, let's give $10,000. I don't even know how you take that in, right? You'd have to ask for a budget amendment to take I need $40,000 and we pay it in. But I don't even know how you would take the money in without a budget amendment. And the interlocal is very clear. You know, to spend money, you have to have a budget. And now, what's not so, it's kind of clear, I thought it was kind of harsh, was it takes a unanimous decision. It takes six people to pass a budget. And that seemed, there's two lawyers, they both read it different ways. I read it, a former lawyer, don't practice law anymore, but, you know, it kind of says it has to be unanimous. And that, so it's like, I don't know if that's good or bad, but that's what it looks like. And, but that's our position. Our position, sure, the chief needs to go do something, take care of the citizens. That's our number one priority. And if you need, and then you can just come and ask for the money. Like right now, if he's expended the money, assume there's no fire here in 11 days, or there is, you know, in January, you say, hey, we expended this money to do this. We need a budget amendment. We need $50,000 to pay for this overtime or whatever it is. If it's something small like $10,000, I mean, that's the mayor's coverage. Our mayor covers $10,000. And along those same lines, because it kind of goes like that, we don't really need, and this is Hunter's Creek again, I'm going to say, I don't know how anybody else does it, but after Ike, that was a big hit of money. So ever since then, We have, that's Ike, right, 2008. We have 300,000 contingency for disasters. And we have 200,000 for capital. So we carry 500,000 at all times. So for us, if the need's there, it's really not like we have to, we have the money. We put it in our own budget. We don't need, like the argument we had with the police department, we don't need them to have this giant contingency in case they need new radios. We got that covered. If you need new radios, then put it in your budget or amend your budget, and we'll spend that money. So that's what I just want to, I know it's long-winded, but that's just kind of want to tell you where Hunter's Creek is coming from. We definitely don't have any problem with him, the police, I mean, police or fire, because that to me, they're almost equal, responding to an emergency. I mean, that would just, regardless of what any of these letters say, I'm just telling you, that's just not logical for us to have a problem with it.
Thank you. Anybody else?
No, I'll just say real quickly that the mayor has authorized me to extend his $10,000 authority to the union, so we don't need a special meeting of city council and won't be able to approve anything based on the numbers I'm hearing today. But having said that, I'm not sure how you, what kind of motion you want us to craft to cover this. So we're going to need to understand that just before we vote, but I'm ready to vote for it, whatever it is.
Yeah, well, I would propose, based on that we have some extra funds in this contribution, which are the EMS revenue, that we allocate up to $20,000 for covering overtime in an event of emergency in the next 2 weeks. That would be my motion. And then I'm prepared to take that. My city council does want to see it, and we're meeting tonight at 6 o'clock or 6:30, and we'll discuss it. Probably approve it.
Can I ask for a clarification? Because I've heard this twice. To this $10,000 authorization for the mayor. Can you explain that to me?
He has discretionary authority to spend $10,000 in any emergency, regardless of what he spends it on.
Did either of you talk to your city attorney about that?
Talk to the mayor.
Well, no, because I'm interested. Because our city attorney told me that because when Mayor Vitos offered that in one of the email communications, I asked our city attorney about that. He said that was problematic. I disagree with our attorney quite often, but because I like to pretend I'm an
attorney. Our mayor can spend up to $10,000 whatever he wants. Question.
It may have been because there wasn't an amount.
No, it's the rationale behind it is that our attorney is saying that we can't spend money on things that other cities owe. I just don't know what your city attorney might have weighed in on that. When it comes time to pay it, right? It's not that we're paying that $10,000 is paying like Hunter's Creek's portion or Piney Point's portion. But if the city of Spring Valley said, hey, we'll pay the overtime, and then we paid the whole bill, right? And we only owe 16.25%. Have we done something unauthorized with our city monies by paying for that? And right now, my city attorney is telling me, yes, you can't do that. I want a further discussion because I want more clarification on that. But I'm just telling you what our city attorney told me in passing when I asked him about that. He said, yeah, you can't do that.
It may need to be...
I'm just saying if that's going to be a mechanism, I just wanted to make sure that the other cities, is that something that can actually happen? That a city would pay for something at the fire department when it's really other participating cities that owe their piece of it? I don't know.
So you're assuming that the city would pay 100% of this.
When they said the $10,000, I don't know what they were offering. I'm just referring back to what Marcus said, which was, hey, Spring Valley will fund the whole thing. Go do what you need to do with the overtime. And I floated that past our attorney. He initially gave me don't do that.
I don't think there needs to be a requirement of acceptance. I think what they're talking about, it could be.
It'd be to pay their share, right? I mean,
yeah. Well, not necessarily.
Saying I can't pay your share.
No, but
it's in hopes you'll be reimbursed. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. No, I don't think the $10,000 is just a lump sum. Yeah. Okay. That would be toward our share, okay. Which that would make it a lot more, right? That'd make it like at least five times the amount.
So is the motion that we're making, is this to set a time on it, or is this just the, until this board changes it?
We're talking about two different things now. We're talking about what they're saying, which I don't think requires a motion.
Right. Oh, no, I was just asking for that clarification. The motion was is that we're telling the chief, hey, between now and the end of the year, spend upwards of X amount of money if you need to buy supplies or have people come in and you're spending overtime, right? But is there a time on that, or is this just the direction we're giving him until such time as we give him different direction?
Well, it becomes moot on December 31st.
Right. Well, it will when the budget starts, but then we're going to have this conversation again because the budget that we passed
is still the same at that time. Okay. Let's just get this out of the way that we could.
I'd just like to understand why some of the cities, I guess it's the cities, feel the need to micromanage the fire commission and the fire chief when we've been without that micromanagement for the 12 years I've been on. You know, we set a budget, the cities passed the budget, the cities let us spend the money within the confines of the rules and regulations of moving monies from different accounts. We have this money that the cities authorize us to use from the ambulance service, and it was specifically for the time period when we were building the fire station. But even before that, almost every year after we had a change of leadership from Pedley, all the city said, yeah, keep the money. We don't need to get this stuff back every quarter. Because in the end of the day, it just reduces what the cities have to pay. So what has changed where cities feel like we need this micromanagement? I don't understand it. I don't know what we're doing again. I don't know.
Well, I can speak for my city council. And it started with my involvement in May, June, when we were asked to amend the budget for 2021, prior year. The budget was overspent. We were asked to amend the budget for 2022. My city council said, we need to get more involved in this. We need to understand. And from Hillshire Village's perspective, we have a very small community with about 300 plus homes and a couple churches. We have no commercial revenue income. We are strictly taxing our homeowners.
Same with Pine Point.
And we are on a tight budget. And they have asked me to get more involved, and that's why I'm on the fire commission. We need to have better visibility to the budget, and why does the budget keep getting overspent? So I'll pass it back to you. Can you explain to me why all these categories are overspent or being asked to, you know, can't we operate to a budget?
Because we budget a dollar amount in total, and we have flexibility within the different categories to move money that's been authorized by the commission to the fire chief, and that's the way we've operated the time I've been here.
Well, maybe it's time for a change.
Did your city council approve those budget amendments?
We did after a lengthy discussion.
But
they
put
hardship on the city.
But that's not a good practice to inflate number, or you, I'm not saying you do inflate numbers, but to say, okay, now healthcare, we always put 20%. Now we have this extra money because healthcare usually never turns up to 20. And now I'm going to go.
So just to put it in perspective and not to cut you off, our budget is so tight because the cities think, oh, you're trying to establish a slush fund. So probably for the, I don't know, Chief, you'd have to help me with this. For the last 5 years, we do the detailed budget, and then we would arbitrarily take $100,000 off of that budget to make sure that we didn't end up with a surplus. That's nuts. Just nuts.
Right, but the thing is that you do your budget, and because you're doing it tight like that, we expect there's going to be some amendments. I agree with the gentleman, it's got to be close, but you still, I mean, as a councilman, you have to take care of the money.
You expect some amendments, and you're going to get crap like this at the end of the year? Because you're getting close?
This was not necessary for the amendment, right? I mean, couldn't spend the money. There's a fire at Home Depot tomorrow. We didn't have this meeting today. He'd go service that fire. I promise you that. It was just a matter of how the money's going to be, who's going to, what's the one we're looking for? It's simply that we believe that the city is responsible for the money. We have to look at it. Now, if his city's same thing, they're having issues, he's going to have to look at his job. I mean, there's He's the mayor of Hillsborough. There's nothing wrong with what he's doing.
And I guess that's why he has a new commissioner. Because obviously the old commissioner wasn't doing his job to inform the city what was going on. And if I don't do my job, I would expect that Pine Point would fire me and put somebody else who's more competent and capable.
Regarding the 21 budget being over, is it possible that is due to COVID and the ongoing
effects? The last two budgets are over directly because of COVID and the COVID emergency.
And our city councils did not forecast that so that we would know? Sorry, that's a
terrible
question.
Yes, not only did your city's councils not forecast it, the commission did not forecast it either because no one had any idea what it was going to be like.
Right.
The severity of the impact on this department, and I can't speak for these gentlemen because I was not a voting member of the commission then, but I did watch them struggle with this, was that...
In Zoom calls.
In Zoom calls.
Yeah, yes. Not here physically.
And to their credit, the commission back then thought long and hard about this, but the fact of the matter is the ambulance EMS services of this department were overwhelmed by the new caseload they had because of COVID, and then they were severely restricted through literally weeks, if not months, at different times because of manpower shortages here in the department, because our officers had been exposed to COVID and then had to isolate for 7-14 days at a time, whether they got it or not. And those were the things that led directly to the 2021 and 2022 budget amendments. They were not foreseen in normal operations. Should we have foreseen them? That's a different question. I don't know the answer to that. But that is what it relates directly to, the COVID pandemic and the way we were forced to respond to it due to the federal government and state requirements.
And need to protect the citizens that we serve.
Nobody's arguing against that.
What are we doing here, man?
Well, I'm trying to help the chief out. He sent a series of emails saying, what if we have a catastrophe, an emergency, a weather event? I don't have overtime funds to manage it. I said, okay, let's have a special meeting. I tried last week on Tuesday, couldn't get a quorum. I tried again on Monday, couldn't get a quorum. I got a quorum today. We're having a meeting. I propose we put an amendment or put a resolution out there to move $20,000 so that we can cover this and do it the right way instead of villages having to say, I'll cover it myself.
I don't think we need to move anything. I think we're given direction again to the chief, right, that the board is saying in an emergency contingency between now and the end of the year, spend what you need to spend. That's it.
Well, without establishing a precedent one way or the other, I will second that motion that you just made a resolution as, and say that to me it has no presidential value going forward. We'll have to readdress the question, but let's take care of the next 2 weeks tonight and go on.
I'll third that.
Okay.
I just have one quick question. I'm new. Can you do that? Can you move the 20? I mean, is that,
yes.
That's within the results.
Can I ask a question? Yeah. Can you move the 20? Because I thought it required, you could only move up to 10,000.
You could only move up to 10.
Yeah, so we have to go back to the cities, and the cities have to approve up to 20,000, their share.
My city met last night. I don't think we have any plans to meet again, but if we need to have an emergency meeting to do something, I guess we will.
Yeah.
Do you think he needs that, though, Mom? I mean, can't he just, if he has an emergency, he's going to respond to it, and then we reimburse the $20,000. I mean,
exactly.
I
don't know why we're having this meeting, Chief. You didn't need worried about this. You have, if it's an emergency, we've established that you spend the money.
Keith, but some people said otherwise to him.
Right. But they were wrong.
Absolutely, they were wrong.
I'm happy to show you the case law on this issue.
I know we had a meeting in October. But since October, I've had three separate cities tell me that I can't do that.
Have you had the commission tell you you can't do that?
Well, I asked Grady that question, and the chair. I asked the question, and Grady said, this is a political question. He doesn't want to answer it. So here we are.
I've seen a vote to change that from the commission, so those are your instructions from the commission as far as I'm concerned.
That's what I suggested in my email to the chair and the commission, is this is my recollection, the last direction. Now, Matt Woodruff corrected me. It was not an emotion. A motion was never made in October. It was a sort of a discussion, and everybody, including Mayor Pappas, agreed. And Mayor Pappas has said exactly kind of what you just said, was that, which is what we've done, been doing for 12 years, is if we end up, because we overspent our budget during Hurricane Harvey also, and we didn't go back and ask for budget amendments. I mean, we cleared the budget at the end of the year. So, but things have changed. So I just want to be sure that things have changed.
Well, that's what the problem is. The non-emergency stuff needs to be cleared quicker. I mean, I think that there's already, that it happens back way in 21st, and the first time they get the amendments in 22nd, that's a little too
late. Well, Hurricane Harvey, I understand that. I'm not talking about the COVID thing, although that was something that I had never dealt with before. But I guarantee you that every fire commission, and they're all sitting here, every fire commission meeting, I told the commissioners that we were exceeding our budget and asked every month, do we want to continue operating the second ambulance? And what was I told?
Yes.
Go.
So I can only do what I'm directed by my bosses. My question now is, if tonight there is a fire and I have to hire three more firefighters, am I going to get in trouble if I do that?
No.
Here's the answer.
Yeah.
We can do $10,000 budget amendment there without going back to council, correct?
Yeah.
You have 10,000 from this city, you have 10,000 from this city, you have 50,000 from this city. I think you're covered.
Except, Mayor, those for us to take that into the budget, and Marla, correct me, requires a budget amendment.
No, not from us. It does not.
Well, to put it into our budget, it requires our budget be amended.
Nothing needs to be added to the
budget.
Nothing needs to be added to the budget. If you need to do in that scenario that you just stated,
Yeah. Send
us the bill. We'll cover it up to $50,000. There's no need to the budget.
But you won't need to do that.
You won't need to do that.
You spend the money, you come back to the board, you say what the money is. We go through our audit, we find out we spend more money than our budget, and the amendment goes back to the cities, right? And if we need money because it's not in our ambulance fund, whatever's left, the cities have to pony up some money to pay that.
But what I'm saying is we're covered in the overlocal right now.
Up to 10,000.
Up to 10 there. We got 10, 10, and 50, so we're covered for the worst case scenario, which is 20,000.
We don't need a meeting.
That's what we're dealing with today. That's what we're dealing with.
I'm saying that 10 is what we're doing.
What the interlocal says.
But how do I get it into my budget?
He needs to do something.
You don't need it in your budget. Put it in your
account. Perfectly honest, if it's
the same. I'm just talking about this.
Let's talk about
our accountants won't count it. Even when we move money from last year into next year, so the account does not count that as revenue, and we end up with a negative.
Well, I think we need to move on the 10,000 there.
We can do a budget adjustment.
If we need to do that.
Oh, that's
we can't move money around in the budget.
That's my, I'm just very confused. And Marla, are you confused?
No, you can do it without a vote.
No, it says if there's an intra-budgetary transfer greater than $10,000,
it's going to go back to the city. Yeah, but we can transfer up $10,000.
I'm just saying for what we're talking about today, we're covered.
Yeah, but the only direction the chief needs, right, is that we know, right, if he spends money out of the health care line item, or if he spends money that's left over out of salaries, because there's some money there, that we as a board are going to approve that intra-budgetary transfer that we send back to the cities when they amend the budget. Because all of those amounts that go from one line item that you've already approved to another line item, that's part of the budget amendment that has to go back to the cities to approve it. We have to true up our budget. And the only way we can do that is with an amendment that goes back to the city.
And that's the budget reconciliation.
And that's not going to happen until June.
But can we just act on this, though?
Well, I may want to propose a modification to this. To make you more comfortable, you need 20 grand, okay? Let's move 10 from the ambulance fund and 10 from the medical insurance fund. We can do those two items.
Not the ambulance fund, because that's city money.
That's city money.
That's city money.
Yeah. It's not in the budget right now.
Right.
we're talking about moving lines. You're talking about moving amounts that are in the budget that look like.
Is there another budget category where we could move 10,000 over fairly easily?
Salaries.
Yeah, salaries.
Salaries.
Yeah, so 10 from salaries and 10 from medical.
Done. Yeah, sure, we'll see that.
And you still have our money.
You still have
an extra now $70,000.
$70,000.
Yeah. But let me assure you now, the reason that our overtime is tight, zero, is that the budget amendment to cover staffing the second ambulance, when we did the zero budget, which we always do, the assumption was we would stop spending time and a half on that ambulance in June. No, sorry, July 1st. That didn't get passed by all the cities until September.
So we were staffing that whole thing.
So we were paying overtime
and not salary
for 6 weeks longer than we had anticipated. So that's the truth.
So now we're covered.
So is it all the fire cities, mayors, are you all comfortable with this?
Well, they are, because I think that you just amended your motion. Yes, Keith.
I amended Bob.
Right. Ron had seconded it, right? So,
no, he thirded it.
Oh, who seconded it?
Keith seconded it.
Okay.
He made the motion second.
All right.
So the motion, I'll second the motion. Why can't I just
say it again?
Okay,
make the motion.
Let's start over. I'll make the motion. I move that we authorize the transfer of $10,000 from salary time to overtime, and that we separately authorize the transfer of $10,000 from the medical insurance fund to overtime to cover expected overtime outages up to $20,000. Prior to and through December 31st, 2022.
Can you do a name vote, Marlon?
Yes.
Well, someone seconds.
You need a second. So.
Yeah. Marlon's been seconded.
I second it.
Okay, thank
you. Ron is third. Sorry. All for vote.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Let's have a vote.
All right.
All in favor?
I'd like a name vote.
I want to hear
all six.
Let's
do a roll
call.
Okay. All right. Hilscher?
Aye. Yes.
Hedwig?
Yes.
Spring Valley?
Yes.
Hunter's Creek?
Yes.
Bunker Hill?
Yes.
And Piney Point?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Any other business? If none, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.